sir. Reading you loud and clear. Clear. The clock has started.
Welcome to this week's Small Scouts Podcast. The podcast is designed for small government contractors, service providers, and manufacturers as part of the government contractor ecosystem, connecting people, organizations, and resources. I'm your host, Just Nate, and this week on the phone, we've got our CEO, Dennis Cater, of course. Welcome, Dennis.
Thanks, Nate.
And on the other line, we have Mr. Bob Cohn, who is the Manager of Business Operations for Advanced Space, and he's also sitting as a board member on the Colorado Space Business Roundtable. He's been on there for 2.5 years. Welcome, Bob.
Hi, Nate. Glad to be here.
So, yeah, this is awesome. I'm glad we're finally able to get somebody from the roundtable on the episode here and kind of discuss and let us know what CSBR is all about.
Well, the Colorado Space Business Roundtable really is all about bringing the Colorado aerospace industry together. I would say most of the programs we do are meant to help people meet other people, hear other perspectives, hear new ideas, and make new contacts and kind of make the whole Colorado aerospace industry stronger and better as a result.
Now, is that only DOD, or is it commercial as well, or?
No, CSBR is open to companies, you know, that are working only in the DOD side of things, only in the civil side of things, or both. So there's no real distinction made from a program standpoint. We try to serve the needs of both communities and, you know, the other, you know, intelligence communities and other functions across the government. So membership is broadly based from those two sectors, but also between giant companies that we all know here in Colorado, as well as small companies that maybe all of us don't know. But, you know, together, combining those people and their ideas and their thinking, we believe is a net plus for the overall industry here in Colorado.
So how does With everything going on right now, I mean, we got COVID, we've got other riots happening around the country. CSBR is kind of headquartered in Denver, right, for the Colorado?
Yeah, our office is in Denver, our address is in Denver, but the board members and the general membership come from across the state. The, you know, Front Range obviously is well represented, Denver, Boulder, Colorado Springs, but also through some of our programs and our intention, places like the Western Slope are brought in. We just had a virtual road show a couple weeks ago that was an electronic Zoom session type thing, and our focus was way down in Southwest Colorado, you know, on the Western Slope and Southwestern Colorado. Universities and other entities trying to, you know, incorporate them into the community and using electronic means to bridge some great distances. So it really is all inclusive across the board.
So kind of doing everything remote right now?
Yeah, well, like most everything else, we're operating within the constraints of this pandemic that's going on and trying to persevere. You know, and quite honestly, on that point, my opinion is that of all the industries in Colorado, perhaps aerospace is one of the more stable environments where, you know, most of us have experienced some kind of disruption. But I would also say most of us are still working, and you know, keeping national security strong and keeping the Colorado and overall aerospace industry strong. So I think aerospace is probably one of the threads that kind of keep the momentum going, because we were deemed essential, and also because a lot of the engineering work we do can be done remotely and still contribute to an overall central objective. So through all of that, we're plugging right along. And again, not to, you know, I know some people have been badly affected, but I'd say the industry in general is kind of a locomotive, and we're just pushing through.
So Dennis, you kind of brought Bob into the Smalls Cast today. Tell me a little bit about, because I think you attended an event, is that right? How did you find out about CSVR?
Yeah, so I'm not sure how exactly. I met Bob, I think, a long time ago, but I don't remember exactly how I got tied into CSVR. I'm actually a member of CSVR, and I attended their annual event last December, where we had the president of ULA come and speak, and it was at the Denver Natural History Museum. And what a great venue to really pull, as Bob mentioned, all of the commercial, government, military, space-related community. Kind of what we're doing with the Smalls, with the government contracting ecosystem. It's the space, aerospace ecosystem in Colorado. The universities, manufacturers. It was a great event. And actually, I was going to hit Bob up on kind of what they're thinking for this December, because I think it's still on the schedule for Go. But that's their premier event they do every year. And that really got me moving on Colorado Space Roundtable. The other thing is, I've been involved with the Colorado Spaceport and the further development of that. And the CSBR hosted a meeting there earlier, or I guess in the fall last year, to talk about kind of what's going on there. They brought a bunch of students in so they could see kind of what's happening with the spaceport. But it's a great venue to pull in, again, the ecosystem within Colorado and all the folks interested in the different aspects of aerospace. And there's a lot to that, but that's really what CSBR is. And again, a great venue. So Bob, I don't know if you want to talk a little more about those.
Yeah, well, I agree with everything you said, Dennis, and thanks for the compliments on the CSBR Roundup, which is the event that happens in December each year. That is kind of the premier event for CSBR, but there are others as well. And we do exactly what you said, which is frankly very consistent with, I think, what the objective of the Smalls is, and that, you know, is to bring all these different people and all the different experience together, industry, academia, you know, government folks, et cetera, and, you know, mix up our ideas and exchange ideas and help each other, work with each other, sometimes compete with each other, but always, you know, pushing forward for the great cause of our country, our national defense, and the aerospace industry, which most of us in the aerospace industry, I think it's safe to say, love it. And most of us are not in this industry accidentally. I, for one, am here because it's been a passion of mine since I was 6 years old, remembering the Apollo launches on TV. I loved it back then. And, you know, at six, I wasn't thinking career or anything. It just appealed to me. And so I think what you've done with the Smalls, Dennis, and I have been part of that for the last couple of years, is fantastic. It fills a niche, but, you know, also working with CSBR and some of the other associations in Colorado as well, you know, like the Colorado Space Coalition, the Citizens for the Exploration of Space, and you know, other nonprofit entities that are all kind of working towards the same goal. We each specialize in different functions of it, but we're all working towards the same objective in, you know, in the end result.
So Bob, can you talk to us about membership of CSBR? How much did it cost?
Sure.
And all that kind of stuff?
Oh boy, I forget what our average or our annual dues.
I can bring it up. It's right in front of me. So,
oh, you have it right there.
Well, the better deal is to go to the roundup at the end of the year, And then when you buy your ticket for the roundup, you also get a year of membership. So it was actually.
That's a great tip, Dennis. You're right on with that. And if you register for the roundup and then also check the box to join as a member, you get a bit of a price cut. And I want to say it's like $120. Am I right about that?
I can tell you regular membership right now is at $175.
Okay.
Student discounted membership is $35. Young professional is $75. Military is $100. Government is $100. And then you guys have a couple of
I joined as a young professional because that's what I am.
Uh-huh. You're young and a professional.
I believe that.
It is kind of cool, though. You guys have group memberships. So as a company, I guess, if a company has 3 or 4 or 5 people they want to put in there, you can get a whole group discount on that.
Right. And that's why I was a little unclear on the actual fee. And for companies that, you know, want the exposure and want more networking, that's a great deal. We also have, and it might not even be on our website, but we also have sponsorship packages where you can become a sponsor for a year at certain levels. And, you know, we've all seen kind of the different tiers of sponsorship that organizations offer. And part of that can also be certain memberships that come with it. So you have to contact us to get the details on that. But the whole thing is not, you know, we don't make any money. Everything we take in goes back into programming. None of the board of directors are paid. It's an all-volunteer organization, and it's a great way, just becoming a member is a great way to meet people. But if you want to get involved and help us put on our programs, or if you have your own ideas and you want to bring it to CSBR for a program of some kind, we're open to that. So it's just a great way to work with and get to know people, and again, serve a overall cause of advancing the industry and improving Colorado's competitiveness against other states that envy what we have here in Colorado. Most people aren't aware that we're the number one aerospace state by employment on a prorated population basis. Only California has more jobs, but they don't have as many more as the size of their overall population. So we have right here in Colorado, especially on the Front Range of Colorado, the highest density of aerospace employment and opportunities and innovation in the world. Pretty cool.
Yeah, per capita. I've heard that last fall, I think, already, that we were the number one aerospace state. So that's yay for Colorado. So
yes, it is.
So one of the things you had mentioned earlier, you were saying that you guys put on events in Denver, in Colorado Springs. You said you did one last fall in the Four Corners area. Have you guys thought about doing anything down in Pueblo?
We're open to it. It's the first answer to that. I don't recall in my exposure to CSBR where we have done something, but 100%. You know, Pueblo's a decent-sized city, and there's definitely aerospace functions down there, and I'm sure there's people that are interested. So, yeah, we're open. We're really trying to bring the state together. It's not so hard when you're talking about maybe two companies in the Springs and in Denver, or Boulder and Denver or something like that. But we try through our other programs, like our normal roadshow is another one of our programs that is pretty widely interesting and covers a lot of territory, literally. But that roadshow covers companies all the way, you know, up to the northern boundaries of the state, all the way to the southern boundaries, the western boundaries, and the eastern boundaries. So the virtual roadshow we did was only 2 weeks ago, and it included Fort Lewis College and a bunch of companies that are operating down in that area that want to contribute or have something to contribute to the aerospace industry here in Colorado. So we're trying to bring everybody together from across the entire state.
You know, I think I had actually heard you guys talk about at one of the events I did last summer about the roadshow. Could you kind of walk us through what that roadshow is and how you, if I want to attend it, how, you know, who should attend and what it's all about?
Sure. Well, anyone that's interested should attend, I would say. The roadshow is basically going, bringing a convoy of people and vehicles to various companies across the state to understand what they're doing, what their services or what their products are, who they are, what motivates them, what their history is, how you can do business with them, and then moving on to the next site where we do the same thing over and over again. So, you know, typically we do bridge between the Front Range, which again, we all know that those of us that live here on the Front Range, it's easy to get up and down the Front Range, relatively speaking, if you don't mind dealing with I-25. But it's harder to tie Grand Junction in, or harder to tie Fort Collins in, and other parts of the state that are even further afield. So the roadshow is meant to move people and introduce people at all these remote locations by understanding what the companies are doing, and thereby improving our overall awareness of what is happening in aerospace in Colorado.
So if a company wants, you know, to highlight or have their business highlighted, do they just go to your CSBR website and sign up, or how does that work?
Yeah, more or less. I mean, there'll be some conversations involved, obviously, but yeah, they can go to Colorado SBR for small business, or Colorado Space Business Roundtable, ColoradoSBR.com, and they can get more information on it and also sign up and join the effort. Obviously, right now there are some restrictions in, you know, what we can do. And even while there are people that are willing to go on these things and, you know, go around shaking hands, there are many who aren't quite there yet. And so we've had to kind of go the virtual route with this event that we had a couple weeks ago. But it still works to bring people together. It's still fun. The last event that I'm referring to, we kind of had some virtual jokes going on about getting on and off the bus and, you know, problem people on the bus and traffic issues and whatnot. So we also try to make it fun and interesting. And I think we, you know, generally succeed on all accounts because we have really great people that are helping us with all of this and really creative ideas on how to bring people together. And we're, like I said a couple times now, we're open to, you know, a lot of different ways to do that.
Okay. Are you, so I'm looking at your guys' website right now, CSBR. Well, not the website, as you said, it's ColoradoSBR.org. Are you guys still going to plan on having this 2020 internship?
The internship, yeah, that's another program we offer that has been wildly popular and getting massively more popular every year. The internship is, it's a little hard, you know, when you're dealing with, and it's mainly aimed at high school kids. So a little hard right now, and I think we've sort of suspended or altered the plans for the summer internship this year. Normally that works in a similar way to the road trip, where we take a busload of kids, and I think last year we had somewhere between 30 and 40 kids that participated, and we go from one site to another to look at, you know, all the cool things that are being done here in Colorado in aerospace. So we might go to Lockheed Martin. We might go to Sierra Nevada Corp. We might go to my company, Advanced Space. You know, we would go to other companies on the Western Slope. And at each location, that company hosts a tour, usually an explanation of what they're doing. You might get to see something cool like the Dream Chaser, the reusable space plane that is being developed here. Or, you know, the Orion capsule in the case of Lockheed Martin, and get to see some real hardware, you know, that's being built in Colorado. But it's aimed at predominantly high school kids that are interested in going through this, and it generally lasts a week or so, or a couple weeks, excuse me. And every day is a new site visit with new information shared by that company with the students. It's one of our STEM outreach efforts to get kids or keep kids interested in science, technology, engineering, and math. Like I said, it's been growing in popularity, and we hope it will continue to do so. Even if it doesn't kind of fully blossom this year, I think, you know, our program will be back on the books and back in action next year after the current constraints are hopefully a thing of the past.
Well, Dennis, what kind of questions do you have for Bob? I know you've been kind of waiting for this episode to come up, so I'll let you ask some questions there.
Well, I think you addressed most of them, Nate, regarding what CSBR is, what they've done. There's a few other events out there that they've done over the years. Astronauts and Brats, I think it's called. Astronauts, Beers, and Brats. Also another great event where they brought in some astronauts to come talk to. I would like to do a little more collaboration with the Smalls and CSBR as we go forward. We talked about next year having an outreach event. I think I'd like CSBR to be a part of that. I do know that Bob is also part of the aerospace community up in Boulder, which we haven't really hit on too much. If you could, Bob, why don't you expand on that, kind of how things in Boulder? I know, you know, everybody knows about Aurora and Denver and, you know, the Springs, but there's a lot of stuff happening up there. Can you expand on that a little bit too?
Sure. Although I don't want to pretend to be a spokesman for the Boulder Department of Economic Development, but
but you are case, now.
I will be for a few minutes anyway. I'll do my best. But the company I work for, Advanced Space, is a very innovative company doing astrodynamics for commercial government, civil government and defense government customers. So we are, the tip of the iceberg in terms of what's going on. But there is a ton of innovation that happens in Boulder, like the rest of the state. And I think probably Boulder is a little more science focused in nature, whereas just to contrast it, more of the work in the Springs is more focused on national defense applications. But obviously they're very complementary, and we link arms and work with partners in the Springs all the time. You know, another great organization I should mention in the Springs is the Catalyst Campus. I, before COVID anyway, go to events there all the time, and their mission with a lot of those events is similar. They're trying to bring people together and make sure the best ideas are exchanged and surviving. But in Boulder, I think we have a lot of software companies in the aerospace sector, but also a lot of companies that are, going cool places like to Mars, to the moon, to the outer planets and the moons of the outer planets. And there's just a rich diversity of organizations in Boulder. The NCAR, the National Center for Atmospheric Research, is predominantly focused on weather and space phenomena. But you have entities like the Southwest Research Institute, which provided the principal investigator for the recent, or I guess it's a little bit of a time ago now, but the New Horizons mission that went to Pluto. The principal investigator for that mission lives in Boulder. That's how I would characterize kind of, what's going on in Boulder. It's a little more on the science and research end of things. But our company is doing engineering right along with everyone else. So if I could talk about that for 2 seconds, Advanced Space, a lot of people don't know this, but we're building the next U.S. spacecraft that will go to the moon in early 2021. So stay tuned. The next piece of hardware you see going to the moon will be provided by Advanced Space with support of NASA, and will show us some interesting capabilities, as well as help us understand the orbit for the Lunar Gateway program, which is basically a space station that will be built in lunar orbit and will be designed to support lunar excursions, trips down to the surface, and lunar observations from orbit for the next stage of human exploration in the solar system. The main objectives of that mission, or the main motivation of the overall Artemis mission that we're supporting, is to evaluate and assess and access water deposits in lunar craters. And the reason they want to do that is because water can be turned into rocket fuel to go further out into the solar system, to Mars and places like that. So we're really excited to be part of that, and are, again, thriving in this really, really diverse and a successful industry we have in Colorado. You know, one of the things, just to talk about Colorado again, I know I'm taking this out from Boulder, but one, not the most recent one that happened a couple weeks ago, but I checked on NASA's Small Business Innovative Research Grants last year, and about a third of those grants from all across the country were based in Colorado. It was down a little bit this year, but a substantial number of innovative research activities funded by NASA happened in Colorado. We're batting way above our fighting weight in that respect. So we all should be proud of that. We can all participate in that, and it's exciting to be part of it.
Well, so you have piqued my interest in advanced space, but I don't want to get into that deep right now because we got to save that for another episode, right? I mean,
I think that's a great idea.
we'll make sure we book you guys on a full episode just for advanced space, and that way you can bring in your CEO and president and help explain exactly what you guys are doing up there in Boulder.
Would love to do that.
So you had mentioned kind of before we hit record on this episode, you were talking to us briefly, and you had mentioned you guys were changing a few things due to COVID-19 with CSBR. Can you kind of touch on that a little bit?
Yeah, well, you know, like everyone else, we have to evolve and adapt, right? The circumstances require that we do that. So all of our events historically have been in person, you know, shaking hands, rubbing shoulders, so to speak. And I think we all have a appreciation for that, but we all understand in some way, shape, or form that the times have required us to evolve. So CSBR held a virtual happy hour that was kind of fun about a month ago, I want to say. And, you know, we've all seen Zoom sessions with multiple faces on our screen. This was a gigantic one. I think I forget the count of people we had on that, but we used modern technology. I think it was Zoom actually that we used, but it could have been any other online video service provider. We broke out into groups and so that more people could talk to each other and kind of get to know each other. And, it was fun and effective. I met a bunch of new people that I probably wouldn't have met at an in-person event, because I think it provides access to some folks that might not otherwise have the flexibility to go to a happy hour event or to go to a networking event in the middle of the day. So we're trying to, you know, stay current and stay fresh and still reach people, you know. And my personal opinion is this forced innovation is good for us. It's probably good for all of us. I think good things are going to come out of the pain and suffering that many of us are experiencing right now. In that, I think we're going to find additional ways to connect people, additional ways to exchange information, and additional ways to spread information and those connections further than we could do if we were just physically getting together. So my impression is that going forward, we will see a regular online component to our programs. Dennis, you mentioned the roundup, which again happens in December of each year, and it has physically happened at the Museum of Science and Nature. You know, we appreciate our partnership with the museum, but obviously have to do some different stuff this year. So we haven't decided exactly how we're going to proceed, but we're considering options that may be a hybrid between a physical event and an online component to it. Those decisions still have to be made. And, you know, as a nonprofit, we have to, you know, consider our costs to do things like a physical event versus how many people we're going to have in attendance. So those trades are being done right now behind the scenes. But I believe going forward, we will have stronger programs and better ways to reach people as a result of the pandemic and the adjustments we have to make for it.
So Dennis, what when you and I were talking earlier, you said you'd went to one of their events in the fall. I'm looking at their schedule right now. What was that event called again?
I went to the one at the spaceport.
Oh, right. That was another one we had.
So
I think The annual one, though, that he and I both refer to is called the Space Business Roundup.
Okay, so that one right now is looks like scheduled December 2nd at 7:30 to 4:30 on Wednesday, December 2nd.
Yeah, that's our original schedule, so that doesn't reflect because we haven't decided yet on the final format. But that is an annual event. It's in the first week of December every year, first Wednesday of December, actually. But so the Roundup, you know, is meant to be kind of a networking event, but also we bring in our congressional representatives to give us an update on what they think is important and what they're working on in Washington, D.C. It often also attracts local state representatives as well. But it's a great, you know, and then we have high-level speakers from the big companies and high-level speakers from small companies. Again, we're always trying to mix both. And we talk about current topics of the day. So, you know, we can talk about Colorado's role in the Artemis program or what is happening with regard to security clearances has been the hot topic of recent years. And, you know, the hassle of getting clearances for your people that you need for programs. So it's meant to be kind of a way to communicate not just with industry, but with our elected officials and government in general about what's happening and what needs to happen. And hopefully friendships and, you know, business collaboration are also a result of that.
And I know you guys had said you guys are tied in pretty good with Office of Economic Development too, right?
Yep. The Office of Economic Development is a key player in the state. And many people also don't know that Colorado has a person in the Department of Economic Development whose job is to be the champion for the Colorado aerospace industry. Many of us know, some may not. Jay Lindell, great guy. His job is to kind of be the state person that listens to industry and what industry's concerns are, but also helps put together programs. So, you know, he's been a speaker before. Jay goes around across the state constantly meeting with folks and listening to people and doing things, helping coordinate things like basing Space Command here in Colorado and keeping Space Command here in Colorado and working on trying to bring the Space Force to Colorado and things like that. So he works on a lot of those high-level issues, but a lot of things that don't make the headlines, you know, keeping functions of our missile defense infrastructure here in Colorado, things like that that help maintain our overall aerospace employment and the economic benefits of that employment. And, you know, one of Jay's favorite things is Colorado is home to GPS, right? The satellites are built here and they're operated here from Schriever Air Force Base. So most people don't know that, but we have so many great assets like that and physical presence like that, that Jay's job is to kind of keep all of that current and strong and growing and not shrinking.
Yeah, Jay is a great asset to Colorado. I'm just going to say it that way because if you want to know anything and everything about aerospace, ask Jay and Jay can get you. If he doesn't know the answer, he'll definitely find the answer or get you in touch with the person that does know that answer. So Jay's been a huge advocate for everything that the whole small business and just aerospace and DOD in general. We've attended many, many events with Jay, and Jay has helped out the smalls as well quite a bit. So we wanted to say thanks to Jay as well for that.
Yeah, and, you know, I want to personally thank Jay, who's a friend and is a big supporter of CSBR as well.
So, Dennis, what other kind of questions do you have for Bob?
Well, one I guess, is how do we, if now that we've heard a little bit about CSBR and kind of how they're helping things out, doing things in Colorado and helping the industry, really, you know, in Colorado, but as Bob mentioned, nationally and really probably internationally, but how do folks get a hold of you? Nate was looking at the website. What is that website again? And then how do we, if someone's got questions, how can they maybe get a hold of you? And what's the best way to do that? And then I guess we'll find out about aerospace happy hours and the conference here, the business in the next few months as things kind of play out here. But and what's the next event? I guess, what's the next event, and then how do we get a hold of you?
Lots of questions there, Dennis. I can only answer seven at once. But
no, I honed it down to two. I honed it down to two. Next event, and how do we get a hold of you guys?
Well, you mentioned happy hour. I want to talk about that. Advanced Space started a couple years ago, a simple event that is really popular. It's been great for a lot of people, in particular young people who are trying to get into this industry. So the Advanced Space Happy Hour has not been held since the pandemic hit, but it's a very simple thing that you know, people can find out about. They can email me, and I'll help you get connected with it when we start doing them again. But it's really simply a matter of, hey, let's get all our aerospace friends together here, and here changes. It's usually at a microbrewery, so we get lots of great tasting beers, and you know, you can experiment with different beers and learn some different beers if you like that. Don't have to drink. It's not about the drinking, but the networking benefit of that, where you're shooting the breeze with you know, CEOs and regular aerospace workers and other, you know, young people that are trying to get into the industry. We actually even had the NASA administrator at a happy hour last fall. So great, very informal event. All you have to do is show up and be able to talk. And it's just a fun, you know, couple hours once a month or so when we hold those. The next CSBR event is in flux right now. I'm sorry to say, I'm not really sure which program. Normally, at this point, we would be planning for beers and brats with an astronaut. I'm uncertain, unfortunately, right now if that is going to happen this year. But you know, all the CSBR events are on the website. One of the things you asked, and I think I misspoke earlier, I said it was a .com when in fact it's a .org, but it's ColoradoSBR.org, and our events are on that website. In addition to industry events, normally we have a couple hundred industry events on the that we, you know, we're not putting all these events on, but we put on our calendar to help people find what is going on that is of interest to them. So if you go to that website, you can also see our calendar. It's a little bit in disarray right now because I had put a whole bunch of events on it and a lot of those were canceled. But the calendar on CSBR or Colorado State Business Roundtable.org is full of ways that people can connect with each other, including the Advanced Space Happy Hour. Probably the best way to reach me is at my email address, which I'm happy to share with people if they want to hear more or learn more or just talk to me in general. And my email address is robert.cone, C-O-N-E, like pine cone, at advancedspace.com. So it's robert.cone at advancedspace.com. And I'm always helping people. I'm actually personally doing a business development mentoring program now with a young person who came up to me and said she wanted to learn about business development. And I've been conducting a roughly a biweekly lecture session with her on all elements of business development. So I'm always open to help people, and I'm, you know, just trying to bring it all together and keep us number one and keep our way of life and our quality of life here in Colorado up there, you know, for the reason that we all are here in Colorado in this sector, to make it fun, to make it career growth oriented, and to make us all more successful. Did I answer all your questions?
Yeah, you forgot the footnote, just kidding. Yes, you did.
Forgot what?
Yeah, you didn't forget anything. You got it all.
Oh, okay, good.
No, that's it. That's good. That's good. Again, I am a member of CSBR, and I highly encourage others to check it out and see kind of what is in it for you and your company. But as Bob has mentioned multiple times, it's a great way into the Colorado Aerospace Network and the ecosystem, and they put on terrific events, and I personally look forward to the event in the fall. So excited about that. Thanks, Bob. I appreciate it.
Can I throw in one more comment, Dennis or Nate? You know, sure. One of the things that I'm amazed by and to some extent this is true everywhere, but I think we have an amazingly open and receptive industry here where you can go to a happy hour event or a CSBR event and you can meet somebody that has 20, 30 years of experience in the industry and you can start up a conversation with them. You know, I think the accessibility of people in our industry is one of our hallmarks of success. So, you know, like I said, the NASA administrator actually dropped in on one of our happy hours last fall. And, you know, you could have been there sipping a beer or sipping a soda or whatever and have a conversation with the NASA administrator. That's highly unusual. But we have so many different organizations like the Smalls, like CSBR, like I mentioned, the Space Coalition, CSE, et cetera, who, you know, want people to connect, and that accessibility is rare. So if you want to be in the aerospace industry, or, you know, you think you might want to be in the industry, it's easy to go to one of these events, and people are friendly, people are accessible, people are happy in most cases to talk to you, and people even, you know, put time into helping you along your journey. So I think that is something that's worth mentioning in this discussion. There is a very receptive community of leadership here in Colorado that maybe not all states have as strong as we do, and, you know, it's accessible to anybody.
So I had a kind of follow-up question on that. How many members are in CSBR?
We have around 300 members. You know, it kind of goes up and down over time. I've lost track. I haven't checked exactly recently. But we have been growing in the last couple of years. So it's not a gigantic association. It's enough to get the volunteer help that we need to put on these events. And, you know, quite honestly, we have lots of volunteers who want to help us because it's fun to be in these environments. And when you're part of helping put on an event, you get even closer contact with some of the speakers and with some of the, you know, the high level people that we bring in to support the events and kind of be our keynotes. So, it's easy to join and it's very easy and fun to be a member, I would say. So, I definitely would encourage anyone interested in improving their networking or advancing their career growth, or if they want to change direction in their career path, to come to an event by any of the organizations. I'm not just advocating for CSBR. Come to these events and network and meet people with like minds and like interests and grow yourself.
Well, I think you've sold me. I am not a member yet. However, this year I had planned on becoming a member of CSBR. So I can't wait till I can actually attend one of the events in person for the first time. So, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, thank you, Nate. I think you'll feel rewarded by doing so. So I'm glad to hear that.
And I also wanted to say that, you know, I think the Smalls and CSBR, we need to have a couple more offline conversations because I think we can help each other out quite a bit too, just with both of our networks.
Absolutely.
I think, you know, we can cross-pollinate with each other and help out with cross-promoting all of our events too.
Yeah, there's a world of possibility out there, and there's more things we can do and different things we can do, and we're all ears.
Well, and that's kind of what the whole benefit of the small business world is, right? It's people need to help each other out, and you don't always have to get something on in return either, right? The whole point is just to feel good at the end of the day that you were actually able to make a difference and help somebody else out. So, Bob, I want to say thanks personally for coming on the show. Sharing your knowledge of CSBR and kind of giving the listeners a tidbit of information about hopefully what we will have in an upcoming episode as we talk with you guys about your advanced space.
Happy to be here, like I said earlier, and really enjoyable talking to you guys and, you know, always happy to contribute to the industry. So thanks for having me.
Dennis, any last words of wisdom from you?
No, I don't have any words of wisdom. Just want to thank Bob.
I set you up there on that one.
Thanks, Nate, for doing this. And I hope the quality is much better now that you're able to get some new equipment. And just know that the Smalls Cast is out there. If you're interested in being on and talking about your organization or your company, let us know. Smallscolorado@gmail.com. and we'll bring you on the show. Appreciate everybody's help.
Go ahead.
Hats off to you for all the work that the smalls do, though.
Well, you know, it's just like CSBR. We're all in this just to try to help and try to network with one another, right? That's the whole point. Just like you said, it could be that you might want to advance your own career, or it could be that you're looking for that next partner or somebody else to partner with. So, we appreciate you coming on again. And with that, I'm going to say thanks again for coming on the show. And for the rest of the listeners out there, tune in next week for our next event.
Thanks for listening.
We've reached the end of another episode of the Smalls Podcast. Connect with us at thesmalls.org. Don't forget to sign up to our newsletter to receive our free materials. See you soon at the next episode.